I'm in the family room now. How's my signal now?
Full quieting. Yeah. Plus or minus 6 inches at these frequencies makes a difference. Oh, you're absolutely full quieting now. No problem at all. Vegas won 5-4. Sounds like it was a great game. Lots of offense. Vegas scored the game winner with like 3 minutes left in the third period.
And I believe the other team had scored two. One like right out of the gate, 25 seconds in, and then another one shortly thereafter. So looks like Vegas, held their ground and played tough and came back.
Well, like we say, I mean, that's why they play three periods. That's why they play nine innings plus, maybe. That's why they play four quarters in baseball, or in football, I should say. And that's been the problem with the Bills for a long time. You gotta have the pedal to the metal the whole 60 minutes. You gotta play all four quarters.
That's a fact, and you can't take your foot off the gas. I mean, if you're doing well, you just keep pounding, because you never know when the other team is going to mount an offense and come back and rattle your cage. So so I think it's the couch. I can't use the HD on the couch. I'll have to try to remember that. Of course, there's no other piece of furniture in that room to sit on other than the couch. It's a big couch, but nonetheless, it's a noisy couch, apparently.
Well, you were on the couch yesterday. I mean, you know what we're faced with up there. There's all kinds of industry. God only knows what's in that building where I worked for 31 years. There's all kinds of businesses there. I took a PA out of a Yaesu HD having a QSO with my wife forgetting to put the antenna on the radio.
that's some funny stuff right there, Tim. and there's just so many variables, as we know, that affect quality. But, we'll try to remember to sit in the family room in the easy chair for future QSOs with the HD remote.
Every day is going to be different. These frequencies are pretty much line of sight. There's a lot of RF on that tower too. You've got three FMs, so they're nice and clean and everything. And God only knows what else is up there. I can tell you right now, most of the noise floor issues that we have, I'm sure, are industrial related. And don't forget, we share these frequencies with other services, possibly radar and other things. There's a lot of equipment that generates or puts out RF that might not necessarily be all that well shielded, especially if it comes from China.
That's a valid point. That interference can come from just about anywhere, though. Yeah, it is what it is. We just work around it as we have this morning, though. That's all good. What do you got going on today? What's on your agenda?
Well, I'm going to chat with Gary here, and then I'm going to take a shower, and the CWG is today, of course, and I'll run the morning hour, and I'll have plenty of time to do that from 9 to 10. I'll be out of the shower to do that. Billy's going to pick me up a few minutes before 11. I've asked for our food to be ready at Calabasella's at 11:15, and we'll pick that up and head over to 4310 Lyle Road in the First Responders Park Lodge, see who shows up, and then, since it's right down the road, dessert at Lugia's.
Certainly sounds like a very nice outing. Very nice outing. So good. And again, beautiful day for it. So not sure what's coming down the pipe today. I have some things that I know I can do. I looked at the ticket board this morning, and I don't see anything that needs my immediate attention. A couple things came up, but we can address those next time I'm there for another reason. So we'll see what happens. You never know. I may pack a cooler and pop in at First Responder Park. We'll see how the morning transpires.
Oh, that'd be great. Why not, right? It's a great big lodge. I mean, it's a huge lodge. So, even if there's God only knows. The lady at the Gates Town Hall when they tore down the lodge over at the other park, Westgate Park it was, and they night. They tore down the lodge, and I called her. She says, "Well," she says, "it's first come, first serve. During the week, we rent it on the weekends, but you can use the lodge anytime you want over at First Responders Park." And the thing is, you know, the lodge is huge. So even if there was a school outing or something, you know, there's plenty of room in there.
That's good. So let's see, you should fill that. So that's fantastic.
Tanner,
hot dog. I don't know why the dog wants to bark, but he wants to bark. Maybe he wants to come in the family room, sit on my lap. That's more likely the case. Or his brother's dog food still is on the floor and he hasn't finished his breakfast yet. He wants that.
Oh, yeah. You get to the point where you know pretty much exactly what's going on at any given time. All right, the rug is finished. That's my last Susie Ham homemaker chore before Gail comes here. I'm going to throw that in the dryer. Tommy, have a good day, and I hope we see you. I really hope we see you. That would brighten my day. 82HW, WBKAO. Take care.
Thanks, Tim. You have a wonderful morning, and say hi to Jerry for me, and we'll see what happens at lunchtime. One never knows. So have a great day. If I don't talk to you, we'll talk again soon.
Hopefully everybody had a good time on the net last night. I was home, but to be honest with you, I was disconnected. Phone was off. I stayed upstairs. I put the Red Wing game on, and I just let you guys handle it.
Hey, Timmy, good morning, sir.
That went well. Norm did great, and, we were there as a backup and, monitored the log, the net logger and everything else. And,
it was a little light, but I don't think any of us are surprised with the weather and everything else. It was a little bit lighter than usual, right up about 7:35. So, it was good. Definitely a good time. I don't know how I'm doing into 625 here. Let me, okay. Kind of surprised. I'm just on Route 78 here in Strikersville, and I am surrounded by the hills and a valley. But, hey, it's working, so. Tim, everything went off without a hitch. It was all good, buddy.
Oh, that's good. Tommy, come on in and visit with Davey here. I'm going to sit back and relax and listen to your voice. Go ahead.
Thanks, Tim. Have a great day. So, Davey, you got a little crackle in the background, but it's negligible. If I didn't mention it, you probably wouldn't even. Nobody else would probably mention it. But you're totally 100% readable. So whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Oh, very good, buddy. Very good. All right, well, now we'll keep rolling the course here. Yeah, still on 65.
This is the NY1UFR
Strikersville.
I'm surprised
it covers down here. Okay, we'll take it, so. But very good. So what else we got going on, Took a couple work calls there, figured out, got the fires under control for the moment, and we'll just keep on rolling. So what else going on?
You know nothing, Dave. I don't have to get in front of the laptop for another 32 minutes. So I'm just kind of enjoying the morning, a little peace and quiet. I got a new cable coming for my diamond mount for my 2-meter setup in the Jeep, and I'm hoping that's going to fix my noise issues, as it appears to be the coax running from the 239 mount on the diamond on the liftgate back to the radio. So got a new cable coming today. We'll just lay that across the inside of the car and see if that indeed does solve the problems I've been having with my mobile.
Oh, that sounds like a plan, buddy. Yeah, hopefully that'll square it up for you. And kind of go from there. Also hopefully the pooches don't turn it into a chew toy again.
Right, Roger. Roger that. So I'm relocating the radios. They were underneath the back seat. My HF radio under the passenger side. And my UHF feedback radio underneath the, that's under the passenger side. The HF radio is under the driver's side. And so the cable, it's 13 feet long, and I weaved it behind the panels, the interior panels, and underneath the, whatever they call that piece in the ceiling, there's a word for it, I can't think of it right now. And the cable was kind of, it was taut, so I'm relocating the radios. I'm actually mounting them to the back of the seat, and hopefully that, it'll be a shorter run for that length of coax, and hopefully not stretch it or put that really sharp end in it at the very end, which I think is what compromised the cable.
Okay, very good. Well, that's all my plan. Well, hopefully, hopefully that relocation and rerouting will take care of it. Yeah, proactive sharp end, especially long-term, that becomes a problem.
I didn't make it work. I was challenged with mounting the radio underneath the seat because I couldn't get under there. And so while it wasn't bouncing around underneath there, it wasn't 100% stationary. So I think that that flexing of the radio and its limited movement finally compromised that cable. That's the theory I'm running with. We'll know more when the new cable comes today and we get it in there. And again, I'm going to mount the radios to the back of the seat. I've got to figure out some way to make sure I don't bang into them when I put the seat down to put bigger things in there. But we'll cross that bridge at another time, one step at a time. Transmission was really, really noisy. Well, let's try it again. Lot better, but better, yes. You're readable. Noisy, but readable.
Yeah.
Understood. You're probably getting outside the footprint. So have a great day. If I don't talk to you, I'll be listening through up until about 8 o'clock. So if you want to give another go at it, well, feel free. I'll be here. Have a great day. If I don't talk to you otherwise, 73KC2KO from 82. 82HW,
I fell into a valley, now we're out of it, so hopefully I'm sounding all right.
You're way more gooder now.
We'll see how long this lasts. I'm halfway to Arcade. I'm surprised they even have coverage up here, but,
I was just wondering now, are you still having issues with the mobile HF antenna? Weren't you having issues with that, too?
I took it apart, and I cleaned the coil in it. I just wiped it down with rubbing alcohol, and that seemed to have mitigated that. I moved the HF radio last night, and I could tune everything but 20 meters. 20 meters wouldn't tune with the screwdriver antenna, but that's a problem that's come up before. Not really sure why. It's hit or miss. Sometimes it'll tune, sometimes it won't, but it was able to tune on 40 and 17, 15, and 10, but I've always been challenged with 20. Sometimes it does, and sometimes it don't.
Okay. Well, all right, so it's about baseline for where it was when you started with it. Okay, well, there you go.
Pretty much. So it's all about grounding with that screwdriver antenna, and I really don't know what else I can do to ground that any better than it already is. I could add more grounding straps to different parts of the vehicle, I suppose, but for the few times that it doesn't work, I'm not really that disappointed with it. And quite frankly, I really don't do much on 20 anyways. I'm usually on 15 and 17 and 10.
Well, that whole thing, Tom, it is a compromise, with a vehicle and that. There's only so much you can do, but it sounds like it's getting the job done for you, though. That's all that counts.
Absolutely, Dave. I'm 100% aware that it is a compromise antenna, and if I'm going to do a Marks on the Air activation, and I need to be on 20 meters, I just stand up my quarter wave vertical, and it takes me like 20 minutes to get that thing up in the air, and that just does a wonderful job, so I'm happy with that, and we make it work, right?
Well, that's the whole thing. I know, I need to get my mobile installed in the vehicle. I get away running a portable, but, I need to get that done. It's just time. Finding time, bud.
In fact, trying to fit it all in. It's a goddamn work, Dave. It's 40 hours a week, and it gets in the way.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing, brother. How can work get in the way of things, But, I don't know. See, I think I might have priorities messed up, I have work and family at the top, and everything else. I think I need to put amateur radio at the top.
Family always stays at the top, and then radio, then work.
I know.
I was just joking. Oh, there's a fox running through one of the farm fields here. Wow.
Very nice.
So, yeah. Oh, well, another beautiful day, buddy. That's all that counts, you know? Keep moving forward. So now, remind me, is this a short work week for you?
It is, my friend. It is. Half day Thursday, all day Friday vacation.
Woo-hoo! Ah, yeah. There we go. Now I know why you're so chipper. It's Wednesday, and you're awfully chipper today. Now I know why.
That'll do it. Well, the weather for the weekend ain't looking the greatest. Friday is going to be decent. Saturday and Sunday looks like rain here and up there, but whatever. We're still going.
Now you got to make the most of it, bud, and the whole thing. So, no, that's it. I know the weekend not look so hot, but all right. I think I'm going to sign for real this time. I'm on one of the ridges here, and I'm going to start my decline at Arcade, and I cannot remember if any of the repeaters cover that valley. So I'm going to say 7-3, buddy. I'll let you go for now, and you just have a good day. Enjoy your remote support, home day, and we'll catch you later. 8-2-8-W-T-2-K-O-O.
7-3, safe travels on the rest of your destination and the rest of your day. We'll talk again real soon. Timmy's going to be probably climbing back in here again to bring up Gary, so we need to get out of that way. So have a wonderful day, my friend. We'll talk again soon. 82HW will be clear.
WB2KAO. W3DZP, WB2KAO, and 82HW, right along.
Morning, Gary.
VA3DX, Glenn, are you listening this morning? WB2KAO. V3DZP, WB2KAO. Around this morning, Gary? WB2KAO.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
WB2KAO. WB2KAO.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1US All-Star Node.